In today's episode, we are diving into a topic that resonates deeply with both my corporate background and the insights gained from my younger days navigating the vibrant New York City social scenes. Our focus: leadership versus mere promotion in the workplace. Leadership and climbing the corporate ladder are often seen as one and the same, but the reality is far more nuanced. Just because someone has been promoted to a senior role doesn't inherently make them a good leader. Leadership is an art, a skill set that goes beyond the responsibilities outlined in a job description or the title on a business card. Firstly, let's address a fundamental truth. Not all individuals in senior roles possess the inherent qualities of a good leader. Leadership requires empathy, the ability to inspire and motivate, and the foresight to make decisions that benefit the team and the organization as a whole. It's about creating an environment where everyone feels valued and empowered to contribute their best work. In contrast, promotions are often based on tenure, technical skills, or even political maneuvering within an organization. While these factors are important, they don't necessarily translate to effective leadership. A person can be exceptional in their individual role, yet lack the communication skills, emotional intelligence, or strategic thinking required to lead a team successfully. Drawing from my experiences in the corporate world, it's clear that the best leaders are those who can connect with their team on a personal level. They understand the strengths and weaknesses of each team member and can tailor their approach to bring out the best in everyone. This type of leadership fosters a culture of trust, innovation, and collaboration. On the other hand, the vibrant New York City social scenes of my youth taught me the value of adaptability, inclusivity, and the power of a shared vision. These experiences underscore that leadership isn't about authority or hierarchy, but about building a community where everyone is moving toward a common goal. The disconnect between promotion and leadership is a significant challenge in today's corporate environment. Organizations must prioritize leadership development programs that focus on the human aspects of managing teams, such as emotional intelligence, conflict resolution, and effective communication. By doing so, they can ensure that those who ascend to senior positions are not just managers, but true leaders. In my own career, I've had the privilege of working under amazing leaders. One thing they all have in common is they create an environment where psychological safety is paramount. Because in this space, every idea is not just heard, but celebrated. Fostering a culture like this only has one outcome, and that's innovation. And it's a complete natural outcome. Of course, in contrast with this, many of us have had the experience of working with a lot less effective leaders. And just think about them. They seem to thrive on passive aggression. They create unnecessary obstacles. And that is the ultimate toxic culture. The difference in the impact on the team morale, productivity, and innovation is so stark. As we wrap up today's discussion on leadership versus mere promotion, I want to leave each of you with a specific call to action designed to empower and inspire positive change, no matter where you find yourself in the professional landscape. Number one, to aspiring leaders, embark on a journey of self-discovery and skill development. Seek out mentors who embody the essence of true leadership. Engage in courses, read extensively. Remember, leadership is not a title handed to you. It's a quality you cultivate within yourself. Number two, to current managers and executives. Reflect on your leadership style and its impact on your team. Are you fostering an environment of psychological safety and innovation? Your leadership journey is always evolving. To business owners, think about the culture within your organization. Does it encourage growth, creativity, and open dialogue? Implement one strategy that promotes psychological safety and inclusivity, and observe how this transforms your team's engagement and productivity. And to those under toxic leaders, I am so sorry this is happening to you. It's a difficult experience. Most of us have been there at one point in our lives. And it's very important that you recognize your own self-worth independently. Remember, your value is not diminished by someone else's inability to recognize it. Seek out supportive networks, both within and outside your organization, that uplift your professional aspirations. Consider ways to safely address or navigate the toxicity, whether it's through finding a mentor or potentially seeking new opportunities. And yeah, share with us how you're coping and what steps you're taking to ensure your own growth and well-being. If any of you have gone through this experience and you have overcome it, please share your journey with us. I am so happy to announce we have a new Instagram account at the Inner Designer Podcast. Please follow us and let's continue the conversation there. Thank you for listening, and remember, leadership is an opportunity to serve, not just to lead. Let's take these actions to heart and strive to make a meaningful difference in our corners of the world. Peace.